The image of the superhero is so ingrained in the consciousness of Americans, it could have been burned there by the heat vision of Superman himself. Figures like Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man are ubiquitous. But what do you know about the Green Arrow, or the Black Canary, or for that matter, Luke Cage, or the White Tiger? The exhibit, Faster Than a Speeding Bullet, The Art of the Superhero, allows patrons to delve into all these characters and learn about their place in the history and art of comics. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum has pulled together over 170 items from collectors all over the country. The exhibit spans from Prince Valiant, one of the early newspaper adventure strips that first appeared in the 1920s, to the cover art of a Superman comic commemorating September 11th. Within those decades, comics have held a mirror to American culture.
In this dark summer of 1942, the onslaught of the Third Reich continues under the leadership of this indecent and corrupt man.
The only hope for freedom and democracy is...
Actually, we have more images of Wonder Woman than any other single superhero in the show. We have a whole wall of them over here because she is one of the most fascinating characters to watch her visual evolution.
Exhibit curator and University of Oregon English professor Ben Saunders.
Wonder Woman has also been around for 70 years, and she was created in the war really as a kind of as an emblem of mid-20th century feminism by male creators. So she's already a profoundly contradictory character that was created for a very specific historical purpose, which was she's a piece of Allied propaganda, amongst other things.
Wonder Woman's creator, William Moulton Marston, was Harvard-educated. He claimed to have invented the lie detector and lived in a relationship with two women who were both highly influential in the development of the character. She was powerful, independent, decades ahead of the times. But as the world changed and Marston passed away, the character and look of Wonder Woman shifts. When women are forced back into the home after World War II, Wonder Woman loses much of her edge, becoming essentially a silly, lovesick puppy. Flash forward 50 years. Now Wonder Woman is being written by a woman, Oregon hairdresser turned comic book writer Gail Simone.
And now, when I'm writing her, she is very empowered. She's the best warrior the planet has ever known. She clearly stands for being against war and for tolerance and justice and equality. And she's an example of feminism, not so much a preachy ideal of it.
Wonder Woman's transformation on display at the museum is astounding. The image is stark and as stylistically diverse as works of Picasso and Degas. And as with all artists, the drawing styles of comic book artists change over time. Michael Allred is the Oregon-based creator of cult favorite Madman, who has also worked on almost all the major superheroes.
To challenge and entertain and excite myself, I'm always trying to apply new techniques. On this Madman series I just completed, every single issue I tried a new experiment or technique that, even if it was subtle enough that only I knew I was doing it, that it was me trying to progress.
And while there are differences in the way the superheroes themselves are drawn, there's more to comic art than meets the eye. Ben Saunders says the interplay of image and word is unique.
Images are used narratively to tell story. Words are used imagistically. They read visually so that the speech balloon might have, say, icicles dripping off it to indicate a frosty remark. So there are all kinds of ways in which words are made to signify visually, and all kinds of ways in which pictures are made to signify narratively. That reverses the way that we approach both picture and word in every other art form.
Although superheroes have taken on lives of their own in movies, cartoons, and television programs, the source of their powers over popular consciousness is rooted in the simple act of pencil on paper. Art of the Superhero provides a chance to discover the true origin story of American comics. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art.